Hello, my friend. Today is a good day. It's time for another episode of Chatty Cathy. I was looking back at the previous show and how long it's been since I've done an episode, and I can't believe it's been, I don't know, a really long time. I think over a year. And sometimes I think I'm off topic, because I will get to my topic today, but I think that a lot of times we can push ourselves off because of, you know, maybe what we think we should have done. Like, maybe I should have been more consistent and not let this much time pass. And maybe I should just keep letting time pass and not do more episodes, right? So there's a lot of the beliefs that we have, or worried about being judged with other people or even ourselves. And I thought, you know what, screw it. I have things to share, and I am going to get back up and share it here. In case you don't know, I do a lot of work online, so it's not that I've been completely MIA. I've just been focusing in other areas, and that's been looking more in how I've perfected our Fitter After 40 program for women over 40. We've just launched a new program that is in testing stages. It's called the Stronger After 40, which is basically the next stage after Fitter After 40. And if that doesn't make any sense, we can share more information on those later. But today, what I do want to talk about, I find, is kind of that foundation, or the place we all need to start at if we are looking towards getting a goal, and why that goal might be important to us, and why we might have been struggling so much in getting that goal. So, hello, my name is Cathy. I don't know if I introduced myself again. And I have been a fitness trainer and a health coach for the past years, 30 plus years. And I do want to share, and I think in the next episode, I'm going to share how I got to this point, like where my past journey, because I've obviously 30 plus years is a long time in the industry, and my goals have definitely shifted so tremendously, and why it shifted so much into just getting, you know, better results in weight loss, fat loss, fitness, versus now where I focus on in women over 40. But it's on a deeper scale, which is what we're going to dive into today. But again, in the next episode, I am going to dive into, I'll just share my story in where I started from. A lot of you already know, you've probably heard me share that before, but then where I got to this midlife stage, and then what happened, like, why did everything change for me then? I think it's pretty interesting, and I think the more you understand, then the more you're going to feel compelled to create your own story. So today's episode is going to be based on why it is that we want to achieve results. Like, why is it that you want to get the result that you want to get? And if you don't want to get results, well, then you're lying to yourself, because we all want something. We all want progress. We all want to get better in some area. And when it comes to us, like our physical and health goals, I mean, that's just, you know, common sense. We have this life to live, and we want to be as healthy and happy and fit as possible. Otherwise, we are going to continue to get beaten down by the aging process, by life, right? Things just accumulate, stresses and overwork and all the negativity in this life. So in terms of like why we want specific goals, I'm going to share a little bit about mine and have you consider why you might have the goals that you have. So for me, and this is again, way back when I started, I was dealing with a lot of lack of confidence, lack of self-worth, putting my self-worth in doing things for others and really not in myself and my own abilities, and just really doubting me, not even really liking who I was. So it's hard to live in a body and a life that you just don't like who you are. And if you're there right now, I want to give you a big virtual hug and just let you know that you are so incredibly valuable. You just don't know it yet. There's been reasons why you've been lied to or made to believe that you're not, but you are so amazing and so valuable and so wonderful. And there is nobody like you. There will never, ever be anybody like you in this world, on this planet. So just knowing in that today, or just listening into that today, whether you might obviously not believe that right now, I think is just the message that you were meant to hear today. So that's where I started, and that's where I wanted more for myself. So in my younger years, obviously I thought that looked like just weight loss. You know, I needed to look this part, and every media story was on, you know, back, in the 80s, even probably later 70s. It was just, the, you know, a lot of photos, say, of, I remember looking at models and women that were glamorized. And to me, that's what it took to feel good about myself. Like, I thought that was the answer. And so, and I'm jumping to different times of my life and what my goals were, so that you can look at maybe where you were at a certain time in your life and where you might be now, because chances are it's changed. And I know for me it has. But now again, I see things in a whole different light. And so again, that was my first, you know, goal, quote unquote goal, was just to lose weight. And I wasn't that overweight. I know a lot of people that know me really well, they're like, well, you don't really have that much weight to lose. No, I didn't. And then that's the crazy part, is that I thought I did. I remember going with my mom, like we went to Weight Watchers together, and I think she was just a little worried about all my practices and me trying to diet and do all these crazy things. So she thought, oh, okay, let's do something that was a little bit more organized with, you know, a program and a system. So we went to Weight Watchers, and back then, those of you remember, it was a portion system, which I loved. I know that it taught me so much. At that time, there was no points system. It was more like, you need this many water glasses a day. You need these many vegetable servings a day. You need this many proteins and breads and all the stuff per day. And so that taught me the balance and, you know, the need to get in all the nutrition, not just count my calories and restrict them as much as I could, so I can lose some weight. Obviously, back then I didn't know about muscle, but, you know, I don't want to digress. So that's where I started. And going to Weight Watchers, I remember first getting on the scale and them telling me, okay, you have 30 pounds to lose. And now, mind you, I knew I wanted to lose something. And you know, right now it's not I understand it wasn't the weight. It was something else. It was the negativity. It was the limiting self-confidence that I had in myself. But at the time, I was trying to chalk it up to weight loss, right? Like, this is going to be the answer, because this is what everybody else is saying is the answer to happiness. So when I saw that, my watch is actually beeping. Somebody's messaging me. But when I saw that number, I remember it triggered me on a whole new level. I thought, holy cow, I actually need to lose 30 pounds. Like, it sounds like 10 pounds or something less. 30 pounds sounded like a lot. And, you know, and I'm being very just real with where I was at that time. I was a 16-year-old girl wanting to lose this weight. And I mean, again, I didn't even have that much weight to lose. But when they told me I had 30 pounds, it really floored me. I thought, wow, it's worse than I thought. You know, in my young, immature brain, it just sounded like this huge problem. Now, if you have more weight to lose than that right now, you know, that there's no difference to that. Like, that weight might sound like a lot to you. And here's what I want to say. It's not the weight that you want to lose. Just like what I later went to, you know, I did get the 30 pounds off more. I think I actually lost more than that. And I was really unhealthy at that point. So I went to the complete opposite spectrum. And I still looked at myself in the mirror, knew that I was at the weight that I couldn't maintain anymore because it was really, really low. And I knew it was really, really hard for me to get there. And it was honestly through a very unhealthy time of my life. So I knew, okay, this is not going to last, but I still don't like the way my body looks, which was really hard to understand. Like, I have so much weight off of my body, more so than I thought I could lose. I lost more than 30 pounds. I am so not happy with how I look in the mirror. And then I thought, what is it that I really want? Like, what is it that you really want? And it was close to that time that I did meet, well, actually I had met my mentor a little bit before that. And I learned through her that it was more about strength, like building the muscle and changing your body composition. And that's when I decided, at that point in my life, I decided more women need to know this. This is jacked up. I've been on a roller coaster ride. I'm learning from people that are not telling me all the truth. I trusted my mentor, Sylvia, and she was sharing with me like just the reality. And she looked the part, she lived the part. She was the person I wanted to be. And so that's when I decided to become a trainer and just learn all the things and live this lifestyle. So in moving towards just wanting to be feel like I was confident to lose the weight, because that's what people says you need to do to feel more confident. You know, if you look the part, then you should definitely feel the part, right? Not really. Then I got to the number on the scale was skinny, you know, super underweight, looking at myself in the mirror, still not liking what I saw in the mirror. And I'm not saying that I was looking at it as dysmorphia, like I, you know, thought I was big. I knew I wasn't big. I still didn't like the results. Like my body just looked like a smaller version of me. You know, there was no tightness. There was no sculpted abs. They were just softer and smaller, like soft and smaller. Right. And so that's what I mean when I state that I wasn't where I wanted to be. And then I began my transformation in, how to build muscle, how to eat more food, stop being afraid of calories, stop being afraid and restricting all the time, because that is not getting me where I want to be. So in that, I became obsessed with muscle. I just became obsessed with it. And again, I'll share more in the next episode on my story from the midlife stage to where I'm at now. But what I want to leave you with is the reason that I started the journey was to lose weight. And the reason I wanted to lose weight wasn't because I wanted to lose 30 pounds on the scale. Like losing 30 pounds on the scale wasn't my goal. And so if you're thinking right now, like I have this goal and I want to lose this much weight, that's not the goal. Like what is the real goal? What do you really want? And that's where your transformation really begins. It's not the number, right? It's not this physical result. It's not like I want to be a size 4 or 6 or whatever the size is that I'm looking at as the all-time size, because that's relevant to where you are in your life. Again, after 40, our bodies take on a different, they're different. The hormones are different. Everything's different. So we can't like go back and think, all right, I want to be 130 pounds because that's what I was when I was 25 and I was the happiest in my life. That makes no sense when you're 55, 60 or whatever, 45. Like, because your body is changing, so a number on the scale doesn't mean anything. It means nothing, absolutely nothing. It's you. Like, how healthy are you feeling? How able do you think your current habits are in sustaining you towards getting better, feeling better, and continue to feel better, right? Or are they moving you backwards and feeling worse and getting off the rails? So when I shifted to wanting to become stronger, again, I started because it was just, this is what I thought people wanted or what I needed to be so people would like me. And when I finally understood that it was the strength that I needed to build up, I later realized it wasn't even like, oh, I need to build muscle because I can become tighter and look more sculpted and look fitter and all of this. It was, I needed to be stronger. Me from the core needed to be stronger. So it wasn't even important to me anymore what the scale said. It wasn't even important to me anymore what anything led to in my outer results. It was me, like my identity, like who I am. Who is Kathy? Who is she? And I want to be strong, and I want people to know that I'm strong, because I didn't feel strong, and not feeling strong made me feel lack of confidence, right? Made me doubt myself, and maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I don't know as much as the next person, and maybe I need to prove something to them so that I can be good enough. At the end of the day, I just wanted to be strong. And the cool part is in me understanding that, I was able to not only work on my physical strength, right? Building muscle is not an easy thing to do. It's a lot easier just to lose some weight, trust me. But it was more about me, my my building up my core belief about myself, who I am, what value I have, what I can give to the world, what my, you know, passions are, what my priorities are in life, you know, what I want the most out of this life, because we have one life and it's not as long as we imagine it is sometimes, right? We have no idea how long ours is. I'm driving over some bumps, so if my voice is shaking and my water bottle is juggling, that's why. But that's what I wanted to impart with you on this comeback episode today, is that it's not about the goal. There's a deeper reason you want that goal. And depending on what you're working for right now, it could not even be about your body. It could be in another part of your life, that you are valuable and you are worth the effort and you have so many unique abilities that haven't been strengthened to the point yet that you need them to be so that you can have the results on the outside. Does that make sense? Like, we have to strengthen our identity. We have to strengthen who we are. We have to strengthen our habits and be intentional with how we live our life and not allow outside voices or limiting beliefs or anything to get in the way and push us off track, because something's always trying to push us off track. Like, life itself is always moving. We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards, and we're never staying still. So when we think, oh, I can't do that right now, I'm just going to stay here, we think we're staying still. We're not. We're moving backwards. And it doesn't mean you have to do everything. It doesn't mean you have to follow something, you know, every single day in order to keep moving forward. It just means you have to be in the mindset of, I am progressing, whether it's just mindset training right now, or I'm physically doing something or making plans to start something. It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that you need to be intentional with what you want out of life and what that looks like if you were already there. Like, what would you be doing different if you were already there? So I, last but not least, had to look at, I wanted to feel strong. I wanted to be strong. I wanted strength. And I wanted to be an example to other people on what it looked like to be strong. And I have to say that when we put up a goal in life, we have to be willing to learn from life's examples, from God's example, like God's lessons in life. And yes, he's always there guiding us, helping us, supporting us. And it's us being afraid of, you know, failing and the fear and all of the negativity that we stop. But if we just trust and move forward and have that inner, that passion, desire, the goal that's stronger than any excuse, we'll stop getting thrown off track. Not that we won't get thrown off track. Trust me, I get thrown off track plenty of times. I doubt myself plenty of times. I've just gotten better at getting back on top of things. I've gotten better at getting myself back in line with where I want to be, like back on intention, right? Sometimes we need a little break. That's okay. But we don't let it define us. We don't let it pull us back to the starting line. Like, we just go, oh, okay, I'm ready to jump back in. It's like you're in a slow running race, and you're running with the flow of the crowd, right? You have the pace going, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I just need to sit down for a second. I need to have some water. I just need to take a break. There's nothing wrong with that. And that might be where you're at right now. And you just sit down and take a break. But it doesn't mean like, oh my gosh, I'm done. Like, I'm just going to wait for the bus to come and pick me up and take me home because I don't want to get back in line. If you have a goal, if it's meaningful enough to you, then you're going to want to get back in line. And that's the point, is I'm going to get back in line, but I can take breaks. I can pull back. I can decide not to be perfect, because guess what? You won't. You'll never be perfect. And that's perfect. And just being consistent, staying in the game, the clients that I've worked with through the years, even my own results, when we have the best results is when we're just intentional about being consistent. That's it. Like, it's not as exciting as we think it needs to sound. Like, I commit to doing 120 days of, or 75 hard, and all the things that I don't agree with, because I don't think that that sets us up for success. It sets us up for failure. It sets us up for saying I suck because I didn't do all the things perfectly. No, if I can learn through this, I want to try 75 hard and I'll see how many days I got. Maybe I got through 5 days hard. Awesome. I'm going to celebrate that. And then maybe I'm going to try 10 days hard. And I'm not saying that we have to do it the hard way. I don't believe in doing it the hard way. I believe in doing it the way that works for us, that pulls us. Like, if you're being pulled towards a goal, isn't it easier? Isn't it like fun? Don't you like have new ideas and epiphanies hit your mind throughout the day and the week because you're so excited? You're like, oh, I could take this extra route, or I could park a little further from the store and I could walk in. Oh, yay, I'm getting more steps in, or I'm doing these things, or I'm eating more healthy, and it feels good. And it's like I'm enjoying the process. And so that's what I want to leave you with, is finding your core reason of what is it that you want? Like, what is that goal that you've been trying to achieve? And what do you really want? Because it's not the physical goal. Like, what is it on a deeper level? And you might need to sit and just think about it, write about it, meditate on it, pray on it, whatever. Let it come to you. It will come. And then you'll realize, like for me, it was strength. Okay, what does that look like? What is the strong me doing versus the little bit weaker me doing? Like, what do I have to change? And how can I start practicing those now? So I hope this helps give you some clarity on where you might be stuck or need to have that reset button hit, and just enjoy a welcome new back on track message from me here in terms of me sharing with you that I have not been perfect in this podcast. And you know what? That's absolutely fine, because now I'm ready to share at a deeper level with you. And I hope that this was valuable, and I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day or week, and I will speak with you in the next episode. Bye.